Next is a class from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 113, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 23, 1976, in London, England.
All the creative energies which are inconceivable to a common man exist in the Supreme Absolute Truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the Absolute Truth.
We get information from the Shastra that every planet is full of living entities. Every planet. Janakirna. This very word is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Janakirna. And there is vivid description of different planets and different types of oceans, just like milk ocean. We have got here examples, sweet water and salted water. So there is sweet ocean also. That is mentioned in this house. Not that in this planet there is salted ocean and there are other planets where there is sweet water. Ocean, and milk ocean, then liquor ocean, and oil ocean, ghee ocean, butter ocean, milk butter ocean, and so many different types. So if we bring everything to our conception, that becomes chinta, conceivable. But that is not the fact. Therefore, here it is said, stated, achinta jnana gochara. We have to receive this knowledge from sources which can inform us about all these things inconceivable by us. It is not possible to bring the inconceivable within our conceivable limit. That is not possible. That is foolishness. Murha. Murha will not believe. We are finding out, try to. This is knowledge. Athāsa brahma jigyāsa janmātasya yathā. To find out the source of everything, the Absolute Truth. And when the Absolute Truth comes down to inform us, Krishna, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartyate, we don't believe it. First of all, we cannot understand it. And if the Supreme Personality Godhead comes personally to speak about Himself, we don't believe. This is our position. First of all, we shall challenge, can you show me God? And if God comes Himself, we don't believe. Then what is our position? You want to see God, all right, God has come here, see, here is God. This is idol worship. In Bengali there is a word, Eglev Nipongsa Vata Petslo Bedor Bedo. So this is our position. this position will not help us. We must admit our position that in the God's creation, everything is inconceivable by us. We cannot calculate within our limitation. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, achinta khaluji bhava, the same word in another way. Natastarkena jujayet. Things which are beyond your conception, don't try to understand it by your so-called logic and argument. But one logic, one argument, if we are sincere, then we can accept, even by logic and argument, that that is also stated in the Shastra Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna says, ahaga bija padapita, sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavati murtaya ya tasanga mahajjani brahma, ahaga bija padapita. So, we find mahajjani, mahatattva, the material elements, is the mother. Everything is coming out of the womb of the mother. Whatever we see in this creation, the plants, the trees, and living entities, and we are speaking especially of the living entities, and they are 8,400,000 different forms. They're coming from earth that we can see. It doesn't require great intelligence. Any boy can understand that it is coming out of these five elements, means earth, water. The grass is coming out of earth. The fish is coming out of the water. So we have got experiences in two elements. But we have got experience also, the living entities coming out of air. Earth, water, air. There are living entities in fire also. But because our knowledge is limited, we do not see. We cannot conceive that in the fire also, there can be living entities. And why not? There are five elements, matter. So, if earth is producing life, if water is producing life, if air is producing life, why not fire? What is the fault there? Everything is producing life. So, the mother produces children. So many children are coming out of the Tasang Mahajjani Brahma. Joni. Joni means mother. So, the children are there. The mother is there. And where is the father? The common sense. Is there any mother can produce children without father? Is there any science can prove that a mother without connection with the father has produced child? No. If you say, I cannot see the father, you do not see your fathers. There are many children nowadays who do not know his father. But that does not mean there is no father. Common sense. There is father. Similarly, we see so many living entities produced by the mother material nature, there must be father. And the father personally says, Aham bijapada pita, I am the father. So why these rascals, they say that there is no God, there must be God. And he has got inconceivable potencies. Everything is being done by him. If you say nature is doing, nature is a machine. Nature is not the doer. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. So, less intelligent, for them it is inconceivable, but those who are intelligent, they take knowledge from the right source. Just like, even though I do not know who is my father, but if I take information from my mother, then I can know. Mother says, my dear child, he is your father. There's no question of research. You can immediately understand your father. Father must be there. But I do not know. That may be a problem. But when the mother says, here is your father, then where is it difficult? So mother is the source of knowledge of the father. The Vedas, they are called mother. Vedamata. These books, Vedic knowledge, this is mother. From mother you can take information that there is father and here is father. Who is father? Krishnasu Bhagavan Sayam. Iti Chansakalapum sa Krishnasu Bhagavan Sayam. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda. And the father comes personally and he informs Matta Paradaram Nanda Kinchijasti Dananda. Aha Bija Padapita. And what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? But because you are rascals, will not believe mother, will not believe father, with our teeny brain, we shall make research and make things topsy-turvy and pass on as great scientist, doctor. This is our position. That Shastra says that you rascals do not waste your time in that way. Achinta khaliji bhava natasatnina yujayet. According to Vedic system, the difference between atheist and theist is that the atheist means who do not believe in the version of the Shastra. Jasastra vidimusijja bhattati kāpakāra na siddhinsa vāpnati. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is not blind. Don't think wrongly. We are confident. We sometimes challenge big scientists on what ground? Not whimsically, but on the ground of Shastra. So we may not please everyone, but we cannot go out of this scope. We know that in the moon planet, in the Mars planet, and all other planets, Jupiter and others, there are living entities. There is a predominating deity in each and every planet. Just like Krishna says, imagaviyasati yogam prattamanamambayam. So, if there is no living entity in the sun planet, how there is Bibhusha, the sun god, or the predominating deity in the sun planet. So, we cannot believe this person that there is no living entity in the sun, moon, or there are living entities full of Janaki, or this word is used. Janaki, congested. Just like here in this planet, we are congested. So many living entities, different varieties. Similarly, the same congestion is there in all other planets. Do not try to poke your nose, which is inconceivable, and that also not assertion. You say, perhaps, maybe, millions of years, it might have been on suggestion. So if you want knowledge, then you have to consult this Vedic knowledge. Veda means knowledge, the source of knowledge, that is called Veda. And the ultimate knowledge is Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. That is the person. What is the use of studying Vedas? To understand Krishna. So, if you simply understand Krishna, then you understand everything. Try to understand Krishna thoroughly. And if you understand Krishna thoroughly, of course it is not possible thoroughly, but it is possible also. Just like Krishna is the source of everything. See, if you believe it, it is understanding thoroughly. If you believe that what Krishna says is fact, then it is understanding thoroughly. If you don't believe, then it is not thoroughly. Because you need to make research. The Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. Let me make research. That will not be possible. Inconceivable. But if you believe in the words of Krishna, then you study him thoroughly. Very difficult. To study him thoroughly does not require much education. Simply you believe him. And if you believe him, and actually that is the fact, there must be, just like the same example, there must be a father of all this creation. Mother nature is mother, and we are all creation, born of material nature, then there must be father. And when the father says, Agam Bija Padapita, I am father, then if we believe this bharsa, then thorough knowledge. Father, mother, children, that is family, creation. So, jatru ato brahmanastatu sargadya bhavasatta. So, this creation is another, just like children, is creation of the semina of the father. Similarly, the whole thing is creation of the Absolute Truth. As example is, bhavanti tapatān sreshta pāvakasya jatosatata. The fire must have heat, and by heat you can create so many things. In the Western countries, electricity, what is electricity? It is heat. The heat, through electricity, so many things are being created, through electric energy. The heat is created, and the cool is also created. Refrigerator is going on by electric current. and heater is also going on. Too contradictory. But still, the energy is the same. Similarly, Vishnu Shakti Paraprakta, you have already discussed. Vishnu, Lord, the Supreme Lord, all pervading, His energy is also spiritual. But when we cannot understand it, that is material. Otherwise, the energy, just like electricity, the electricity is working in the refrigerator. It is cool. Therefore, in the refrigerator there is no appreciation of the heat. All the heat is there. But in the heater, there is direct appreciation. But the energy is the same. So material means when we do not understand Krishna, when we do not appreciate His creative energy, or when we are in ignorance, that is called material life. So all these fools and rascals who are unaware of Krishna's energy, they're all fools and rascals. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Lamāga duṣkītana mūrā parvadnante nara. Therefore we have taken it very easily, because we are not very advanced scientists. We take the words of Krishna. That Krishna says, Lamāga duṣkītana mūrā parvadnante nara dhavā māyā purita jñāna āsuri bhāvumāsi. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, anyone who does not understand Krishna, he is within these groups. What are these groups? Duskritana. Duskritana means one has got merit, but the merit is utilized for sinful activities. You can use your merit two ways, for good purpose and for bad purpose. Just like thieves and rogues, they have got merit. They know how to steal, how to cheat. It is not unintelligent. They are intelligent. But their intelligence, merit, is used for bad purposes. They are called duskriti. And mura, purposefully, they are trying to avoid every state that being baffled. And still they're trying to avoid the supreme control. Therefore, mura. And naradhama. Naradhama means the lowest of the mankind. In the animal life, they could not understand Krishna or God. That is not possible. And they have got this human form of life. In this life, one can understand what is God, what is Krishna. Just like we are trying. That is possible. But if we do not take advantage of this human form of life to understand what is God, what is Krishna, then you are lowest of mankind. So, namāga duṣkita nambhūrā prapadyante nara māyā purita jñāna. And if we say that there are so many doctors of philosophy, doctors of science, they are also hovering under the darkness. How is that? What about their education? Yes, their education, certainly. But maya apurita jnana, the result of education, knowledge, that is taken away by maya. So therefore, we should not be washed away by these murhas conclusion, naradhamas conclusion, maya apuritajnanas conclusion. we should take up seriously the conclusion in the Shastra, conclusion given by Krishna, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.